This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's take one for the team, or let's figure out who's on the team first. Figure out whether we want to take one for him or not. 7:30 the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tuesday, November the 11th, which would be Veterans Day. The VA has announced a reorganization plan, Ken Kessler, on the eve of Veterans Day. The feds say it will make it easier for veterans to gain access to the one of the largest departments, and it's getting bigger all the time, and it's maze-like websites, another unfriendly government. It doesn't have to be this way, but yet it is, for however or whatever the reason. So your thoughts on Veterans Day, the VA, et cetera, et cetera. There'll be a lot of the conversation on a lot of radio programs today. You can try us at 888-302-3684, pretty much as usual. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. And the Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Certainly a great way through social media to get to us. Your health and well-being and health issues, conversation about health, one of the most important things. Any of the surveys that you look at with people who are interested, especially in morning radio programs, but in general, folks are interested in things other than Ebola, even though that seems to be something that has surfaced again today. The story of Dr. Craig Spencer, who is the only Ebola patient being treated in the U.S. right now. He's been declared free of the Ebola virus, so he's free to leave the New York City hospital. That's a good thing, yeah?
Yeah.
So people who want to be all worried about stuff, here's something that's worth consideration. The clinic that treated Joan Rivers is being investigated. Apparently, they violated policy. Really? That's a
shock to hear. Bit there.
Staffer took cell phone photos of Joan Rivers without her consent while she was under anesthesia. So, because she was a celebrity, this woman decided, okay, I'm taking a picture. Haven't there been cases like this before where people's rights, I guess, privacy, whatever it is, have been violated by people doing stupid stuff like this when they are in a compromised position? That's just one of the many. But I think there are a number of those examples, aren't there?
I think there are. None that seem to be as egregious as this, though.
Yeah, no, this is pretty outrageous stuff. So this clinic treating Joan Rivers did not notice that her vital signs were deteriorating for at least 15 minutes before she went into cardiac arrest, according to a federal inquiry that's looking into numerous violations of Joan Rivers during this treatment there. There was a report released yesterday, said Miss Rivers' blood pressure and pulse decreased precipitously while she was on the operating table between 9:12 in the morning and 9:26, yet cardiopulmonary resuscitation didn't begin until 9:28. The doctors in charge of the care of Ms. Rivers failed to identify deteriorating vital signs. In other words, they weren't paying attention to what was going on in her body and with her. They were too busy taking pictures of her and basically screwing off, it would appear. That's not what the report says. I'm reading between the lines. The investigators for the Federal Center for Medical and Medicaid Services, which was paying for this, because Rivers was what? She was 79, wasn't she? How old was she? 78, 79? No. What's older than that, even, maybe? She was, well, at any rate, she was under Medicare, and so those are the people who were investigating this. The investigation found that the anesthesiologist at Yorkville Endoscopy changed the medical records to say that Joan Rivers got 120 milligrams of propofol. Isn't that what killed Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Same stuff, right?
Exactly the same.
Yeah. The anesthesiologist, who was not named in the report, said the initial entry showed one amount it was a mistake, and that was because she double-clicked on the automated entry system. Okay, so we're blaming a computer now for this woman's death. Investigators say that Dr. Lawrence Cohen, who is the medical director of the clinic, took cell phone pictures, and her nurse was taking pictures of her nose and her throat while she was there.
Wow.
These people. So the headline that reads today, you'll see this. Joan Rivers was Michael Jackson'd to death. Thus, the focus on propofol. Michael Jackson'd to death. A propofol overdose was the real reason for her dying. What would you think of that? This just adds fuel to the Melissa Rivers charges and lawsuit against this doctor and against the clinic. So, are they even still in business? Are these people still doing stuff, or are they done?
I think the clinic is still there. I think any of the doctors who were working on Joan Rivers' case that day, I think they have all left that practice.
Right. The lawyers for Melissa Rivers said, "Our client is terribly disappointed to learn of the multiple failings on the part of the medical personnel and the clinic, as evidenced by this report. As any of us would be, Ms. Rivers is outraged by the misconduct and mismanagement shown to have occurred before." So if anything, this report just adds fuel to the fire. And these people, if they are in business now still, won't be long. Because the suit will be enough to knock them, whatever insurance policies they had, whatever value there was in this clinic, gonzo. Anyway, also moving forward, Melissa Rivers is directing her efforts toward ensuring that what happened to her mother will not again occur with any other patient, either there or elsewhere. This is something, the propofol thing, we all became pretty much aware of it, pretty blatantly aware of it with Michael Jackson. So how much does the show, how long ago was that, 8 years ago? How long ago did Michael Jackson die?
I think it was 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
2009.
Right. So we didn't have that in our memories when this thing came to light. But maybe now that this has become a factor in what happened to her, then it'll become a little more discussable, shall we say. Up next medically, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff on the Good Day program with a focus on medical marijuana, as medical focus is the important part of this program at the moment.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Season screening sale starts Tuesday, and we're crazy for cozy.
I'm coming home to you.
Save 30 to 50% on great outerwear for your entire family. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. Starting Tuesday at Kohl's Season Screening Sale. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Gifts for them, points for you, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff joins Ken and Jennifer and me and you with his Between the Lines thoughts. This is a gentleman who is superb at working on people's in a chiropractic way. But the two systems are often complementary. Don't you think, Bruce? Chiropractic.
Well, they're both vitalistic. They both believe in increasing someone's health as a way of eliminating disease, as opposed to fighting disease the way medicine does.
Right. 818newback.com is Bruce's website, and in there are a lot of the comments that he makes here on this program, trying to call our attention to things that are going on in the medical community that you may not have heard about, or you may not have heard the truth about them. What's Between the Lines today?
Well, let's talk a little bit of cannabis, Doug. Maybe you should be smoking some for your back pain you're suffering with. But last week I heard you and Rich talking a little bit about it before the election, and now more states have legalized it. Yep. And it's important for people to understand that cannabis may be the Jesus of all plants. It has been so maligned, it has been so beat up and criminalized, and in the end it appears the only thing it ever wanted to do was love us. Okay.
Right.
In the 1930s, due to economic factors in the paper industry and nylon industry and things like that, also the fact the alcohol industry saw it gaining some popularity, it was named marijuana, as the Mexicans would call it, to play on that kind of racist fear to make people think that this was really nasty stuff. And then in the 1970s, Richard Nixon, with the anti-war protesters, not being able to jail them for free speech, he decided that since most of them were college students and a lot of them smoked pot, let's really come down hard on marijuana and start throwing kids in jail. It was placed as a Schedule I narcotic, meaning it's supposed to be the same as heroin and crack cocaine and things like that. And there's no scientific basis for that at all. And yet, there's at least 23 different uses that have been established, things like glaucoma from the National Eye Institute, improved lung health. A study on that was published in JAMA. It helps control epileptic seizures. Dravet syndrome came into the news last year when a little girl named Charlotte, who was having 300 seizures a week, started to be given CBD, which is one of the cannabinoids, and she's now down to one seizure a week, and her parents actually know who she is. At the first 3-4 years of her life, all she did was have seizures. It helps with anxiety, Alzheimer's, MS, post-traumatic stress disorder. All these benefits have been recognized, and yet only 6% of all the research on cannabis has to do with benefits. 93% of the research, the government's still trying to prove that this is bad for us. And it does not have a high potential for abuse. Sometimes it's the only thing that works. I know of chemotherapeutic patients that tried every prescribed medication for nausea. Nothing helped. And boy, you give them the cannabis and the nausea's gone. And withdrawal, it's...
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents...
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Nation Foundation. Have you heard about this?
No, but she's very big into doggies and animals, right. So I would imagine that's what it's about, right?
She's creating a way to build animal shelters around the country. Also a focus on increased pet adoption, encouraging responsible pet guardianship, that sort of thing, trying to rehab sick animals, a lot of money aimed at spaying and neutering cats and dogs and eliminating the need to euthanize healthy animals. That sort of thing. Also, there's an auction going on now for the 15th. You can bid on a brand new Dodge Ram pickup truck. The money will go to the Mutt Nation Foundation. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, she's big into the animal cause. I think she has like 8 or 9 dogs herself.
Really?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
So you can check out that auction if you will or want to. You can actually bid at DougStephan.com on that puppy. All right. Also at DougStephan.com today, a story about country singer Faith Hill. So, what's the story with this new crime thriller movie called Dixieland?
I can feel you breathe.
And I don't have Chucker at my disposal. Is this a television movie or is this a in-theater movie?
I think it's an in-theater movie.
Really?
Has she been in any movie? It's interesting because I don't think she has, but her husband, Tim McGraw, is in a lot of stuff. He's in The Blind Side. He's actually quite a good actor.
Is that something that goes hand in hand? How do you do well? I was talking yesterday, actually, to a friend of my daughter's at her the shower that was that took place yesterday afternoon, and a fellow was there who I looked at him and I recognized him, and I don't know why I recognized him. So I said to Megan, "Who's this fellow over here?" And she said, "He's a well-known commercial actor. Apparently, she's friends with this fellow's wife." And so he and I had a conversation about what his acting career has been like. He if you saw him, you'd recognize him. And I said to him, "What is your niche?" And he said, 40-year-old Asian guy.
Wait, what?
I said, wait a minute. What are you? He's an Asian guy.
Oh.
And he said, there are only about 10 people in Los Angeles who are in their 40s, who are Asian, who are actors.
Right.
I thought to myself, my God, you think about niching and stuff, but who would have thought there's only 40 guys in 10 or 12 guys in their 40s who are Asians that are actors?
Sad. It's sad but true. I mean, TV still has a big white bias, that's for sure.
Yeah. So he says he's done 180 commercials. He's been in dozens of television shows. If you saw this guy, you'd recognize him.
Well, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Come on, honestly, you can tease.
I know, honestly, I don't remember his name. Because I just said hello and we chatted and he told me his story, and so I thought it was a good story. And it wouldn't make any difference anyway, because you don't know him for his name.
Google him to see his face, so I can see if I recognize him.
Look for 40-year-old Asian guys, and okay. They're probably...
I do typically, so we'll see.
I know you do. All right. Story of a Great Lakes ship disaster memorialized in a song by Gordon Lightfoot.
The wind and the wind and the pebble till the sun's on.
Let me put on my fringe vest. Hold on a minute.
The worst Great Lakes shipwreck of all time occurred on this date in 1975 and is memorialized in this song by Canadian Gordon Lightfoot. The sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald occurred on this day, horrible day on Lake Superior, and 29 crew members went down with the ship. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Tuesday, November 11th, Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler. In this hour of the program, we go in depth with any number of items. It depends on what's going on with the news of the day is, what the focus of the day is, a lot of medical concerns and connections to Armistice Day, because today is Veterans Day, Victory Day, World War One Memorial Day. The name of this day is different. Different places around the country, different places around the world, in fact, because it has some rather far-reaching significance. It was on this day, 11 a.m., 11, 11, at 11, in 1918, that the end of World War One occurred, and thus the beginning of the remembrance of those people who had served, whether they be Americans or men and women who gave their lives in other circumstances. Veterans Day is the focus, remembrance, all of the things that are incorporated in that. And the discussion certainly today, since it's been happening all these years, President Wilson recognizing the anniversary of the cessation of hostilities. So it actually began, the armistice was signed on this date in 1918. It was on this day in 1919 when the president at the time, Mr. Wilson, recognized that this was supposedly the war to end all wars, and became a federal legal holiday in 1938, just before we entered the next war that was to end all wars. So we chuckle about it. I guess war is a part of human nature, sadly. And the service that people give to us and who have given in other countries, the focus of what veterans do and or need, and when we scrutinize what our country is doing in terms of medical care for those who are veterans, we fall sadly lacking, way behind other countries. So as a result of that, yet another reorganization plan for the government. Federal VA says it's going to try to make it easier for those of you who have experienced the delays, the ridiculous paperwork, excuse me, all of the things that really turn people's stomach when it comes to the treatment of veterans. It's supposed to be better, and the Secretary of Veterans Affairs says that the way to do that is to massively restructure the Veterans Affairs Department because of the scandal that left all of the men and women who were veterans, hundreds of thousands of veterans waiting for health care. He's going to fix it all. His name is Robert McDonald. Took over the agency 3 months ago after Eric Shinseki resigned, and it appears Mr. Shinseki was more up to his Mickey in this problem than earlier was the case, Kenny. So now this new guy says he's going to take disciplinary action. That is, McDonald says he's going to go after 5,600 employees and that there will be 1,000 firings. Okay? They're going to fix the problem? Maybe. It's really interesting to see how, remember how hard it is to get rid of people who work for the government. So they have to build a case against each person listed on the slips that are sending, if you go around the country to these various offices, there is a judge, a federal judge, who needs to approve the firing of anybody who gets canned. So there will be thousands of employees, apparently, according to this information that I'm getting, with the reforms that have been put in place or are being put in place, Kenny, by Mr. McDonald, establishment of a customer service office to understand and respond to veterans' needs, new partnerships with private organizations, and reorganizational items aimed at simplifying the structure of the department. So does that mean that, well, let's see, I mean, I'm being one of those clowns that wants to tear all this apart. I'm just giving you the information. You do with it what you will, especially because in this hour of the program, we have lots of men and women listening on American Forces Radio. I always call it Armed Forces Radio. What do you think of this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. The new VA secretary taking the initiative to reach the goal. He has been visiting hospitals and medical schools to recruit young doctors to join the ranks of what the facilities are begging for. There's a VA facility in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts, suburb of Boston, that is the dirtiest, filthiest, most horrible place, I hear, for men and women that I know. I have a fellow that works for me on my farm who is currently still in. He's been in Afghanistan a couple of times, active duty. He's in the Marine Reserves now. Has stories upon stories to tell about what goes on in his weekend jaunts. But that doesn't end. Well, he's also been not denied, but put on hold with a couple of things that are bothering him. He has problems with his knees as a result of his service. And nobody's really come even close to even finding out what's wrong with him, never mind treating him. So there are hundreds of these investigations of VA facilities all over the country. They've hired special inspectors. So how much is that costing you and me, the taxpayer? Special inspectors to identify the problems in each facility. And the problems, as you know, are usually based on what the personnel are doing or aren't doing. Speaking of that, people talking medically today about Joan Rivers, the investigation into her death by the federal government says that the clinic made multiple errors during the medical procedure which cost her life. Propofol appears to be the number one culprit, that is, that she had too much of it. And the people that are in the, well, I don't know if they're still there or not, but they were at the time. People that were there were so busy with her celebrity taking pictures of her, they were paying no attention to what was going on clinically or looking at the all of the technical machinery that was there, watching and paying attention to her blood pressure and things like that. Yorkville is the name of the facility. They said it had submitted a plan to state and federal accreditation agencies addressing all the issues raised, says the physicians referenced in the report no longer provide services there. The report said that the clinic failed to identify deteriorating vital signs and provide timely intervention because they were too busy screwing around taking pictures of her. And can you imagine what those pictures might have been worth? Well, maybe they still are worth. I don't. Do they sell any of those pictures? You ever see in the National Enquirer or some of those other rags any pictures of Joan Rivers on the operating table? I don't remember seeing any, Kenny, but I don't pay much attention to those rags anyway. So, but the staff member who took the cell phone photos of Rivers and a doctor there took cell phone photos of her. So two different examples of gross misconduct just being gross, period. What a bunch of jerks. So Melissa Rivers says, as a result of this information, the suit against them and the doctors goes on. Most of that will, the focus on the money, probably, well, who knows what they'll do with it. But she says she wants to prevent this from happening to others. You've got to take her at her word. Other medical news today, Dr. Craig Spencer, who was the only one in the United States still being treated for the Ebola virus, medical worker who was over there, has been declared free of the virus. Now, I know that Casey, what's her last name? Hickok, right? Is that her last name? She said she, as soon as her quarantine, she sort of hasn't been paying much attention, but she kind of is paying attention to quarantine. She's doing a little up yours to the government, but under the circumstances, she's been staying close to her home on the Canadian-American border. But she said once the quarantine period is up, she would be happy to go back to helping those people over there. And even though there still is a lot of attention in the news, I don't get that people are as excited or upset about things, Kenny, as they were. I just don't get.
No, it seems to have kind of calmed down.
Right, it does. All right, so other medical news and information. In a moment, we're going to meet a fellow named Tim Walsh, who is a game inventor, one of these, the new style of people that have special degrees and they work on creating games, that sort of thing. He's bringing to our attention the story of the creator of the game Operation needing an operation. He needs money for the operation, so he's helped others set up a crowd fund, which is a new way of paying for medical expenses that people haven't had access to before. So we'll find out how that will work and more about the situation in general as our medical focus continues here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Mastic responsibly.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for one day only, this Saturday, we are offering the lowest prices of the season at our holiday savings celebration. Members get amazing values, like 1,000 thread count sheet sets for $69.98 and 40-piece Rubbermaid take-alongs for $9.97. Don't miss out. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
14 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Richie,
we just had an amazing realization on this
show.
We
really did. Hold on to your seats.
Yeah. No offense to our guest here, but Doug is just like, I don't even know the game operation.
What?
And we were all in shock. How could you not know the game operation?
I didn't play games when I was a kid.
Okay, but what about with your children?
Right. You never bought your kids any games?
No.
This was right down your kids' alley.
Not my kids' Brooks.
The most, by far, the most popular game. When your kids were young.
Yeah.
Operation. It would have been smarter with Operation.
So maybe what I'll do is I'll get. Can we still get this game?
Oh, yeah.
I'll give it to Megan as her shower present.
My kids play it.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. You can't give it as a shower because the kid can't play it for like 5 years.
Oh, but she can have it on hand.
Okay.
And then she'll think I'm smart and I know what's going on.
Right.
She really knows differently. John Spinello.
Oh, John, help us.
Is the original creator of the game Operation, which
it's
he sold for $500. 50 years ago. My God, this guy. This is
he sold the rights to it for $500.
$500.
Right.
Yep, right, exactly. But now he's 77 years old. He needs $25,000 of oral surgery. Can't afford to pay for it. So friends of his, like Tim Walsh, are working to get some money through a crowd fund to get an operation. Tim, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. I'm going to get you a autographed operation game.
Are you good?
That would be awesome.
Are you? That's awesome.
That would be cool.
Very cool. Thank you. I love that. So you're helping out this fellow. How do you know Mr. Spinello?
I wrote a book called Timeless Toys in 2004, and I met John by looking up his name on a patent. I knew he lived in Chicago, and I called every Spinello, you know, I could find, and about the fourth call, I found him. And quickly heard that he sold the game for $500 and never made any more money on it. And I was astounded by how unbitter he was. He just was, I mean, clearly disappointed, but he was not bitter. He collected Operation neckties and anything with the logo, and he was just happy that it gave so much joy to so many kids. So,
yeah.
Incredible guy.
Wow. All right. So now, fast forward, he's been doing a lot of this stuff through his life, but he hasn't saved money. He's 77 years old. What's wrong with him?
He needs some dental work. He got quotes on dental implants. He needs some teeth pulled. We remain friends. I was over at his house with another friend of mine, Peggy Brown, who helped me with the CrowdRise campaign. And he said, yeah, you know, Medicare doesn't pay for dental work, so it's about $25,000. I said, John, you know, the 50th anniversary of the game's coming. You're such a sweet guy. Let's try to get the fans of Operation to pay for it. And he was reluctant because he's kind of a private guy, but we twisted his arm, and it's just been amazing.
This is a crowdfunding campaign.
Yeah, exactly. My thought was, geez, if every person that ever played the game just gave him a $3 thank you, he'd make $1 million, you know?
Right. Well, he deserves it.
We put it at $25,000. That's the quote he got from the oral surgeon, and I think we're going to blow past that.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do, because we're running a little tight on time here. I'm going to invite you, if you have some time in about 20 minutes, I want to have you come back again, and because the next hour of the program focuses on things like crowdfunding, helping people figure out how to get money for.
And I'd love to see this guy make $1 million and have a retirement fund.
Yeah. All right, so we'll call you back in about 20 minutes or so. All right, Tim?
Hold on 1 second, Tim. We'll have somebody talk to you.
Hold on a second. Tim Walsh, the crowdfunding campaign for John Spinello here on Good Day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Contestant on The Running Man, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to ICS Talent Hunt. Herald your local affiliate, and then go out and do something really despicable.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports. So what do? We give them what they want.
Sitting in the dark, I wear a cold mind. And that is in the
chains. So. That was Richard Dawson, if memory serves me correctly, his voice. Am I right on that one?
You are right. He was one of the best villains of the 80s. He was very, very good in that movie.
Restless Heart, Running Away With You, John Parr from the movie The Running Man, which was the number one movie during this week in 1987. Good heavens. I didn't ever think of him necessarily as a bad guy. I think you think of Hogan's Heroes. I think you think of him on Family Feud. Yeah, but you don't think of him as a bad guy necessarily.
No, you don't, but they had the idea to do it, and it fit into his persona, sort of like an evil Family Feud host, right. And it worked. He's really good.
I think that it probably fit into his persona as well as his persona, right?
Leave Trevor alone.
Okay.
Inside, okay. 55 minutes after the hour, Chuck is here with Movie Moments. That's movie music, so we have the movie news, which includes box office totals.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Like it or not, it's already holiday shopping season. What's the big deal this year? STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and math. For parents who want to get their kids off on the right foot, there are tons of great STEM gifts available this year. Like Little Bits Cloud Bits Starter Kit, available at Radio Shack for $99. It lets you make your own cloud tools, like thermostats or lights. You can then control them with an app on your tablet or smartphone, so you're actually learning to make circuits you can use. Another product I really like is CircuitScribe. It started on Kickstarter. CircuitScribe teaches you how to draw electronic circuits and then bring them to life. After drawing a circuit on paper, you can put magnetic components on the circuit you just drew and watch them come to life. It's an amazing way to learn how to draw circuits, and one of my favorite gifts this year. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Doug Stebbins, Good Day with Doug.
Four too many holidays. Four, maybe five good holidays a year, that's it.
Rich McFadden.
It's only one real holiday every year.
New Year's, 4th of July.
St. Patrick's Day.
No, I feel sorry for you people that don't drink. But when you wake up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel all day.
Doug Stebbins, Good Day. Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I'm trying to...
Chuck Curry on Movie Moments with the results of the weekend box office. I'm going to guess. I was trying. I actually thought I'd see the new movie. What is it called? Galactic? What is it? No, not Galactic.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. That's it. Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. But I didn't get to see it. Instead,
I did. You know, basically, it was two new releases that dominated the overall box office. Disney's animated superhero film, Big Hero 6. Place number one, $56.2 million in its opening frame. And PS Studio can do no wrong. Chris Nolan's highly hyped, highly anticipated Interstellar placed second, doing a solid $50 million in business. I went to see it Saturday night. I thought it was really ambitious. It deals with different themes such as time, aging, family, love, and survival. 3-hour running time, Doug. I was involved for the most part. I thought the first 2 hours I really liked. The problem is in the last hour, the wheels start to come off in terms of the story when he tries to put it all together. Yeah. So sort of mars the overall experience. Still, I give it a 7 out of 10. I like Matthew McConaughey a lot.
Great.
Some of it.
John, wait a minute. Chucker, do you realize how great you just were?
Really?
Do you realize when you said that it mars the overall conduct of the film? Do you realize how
Mars?
I get it.
Wow.
I didn't even know I went there, but thank you very much.
But you did.
Still, for me, an overall 7 out of 10. Well worth seeing, but that last hour is pretty flawed. Number 3 was Gone Girl, 6.1. Overall, this film's done very well, $145 million to date. Ouija, which is a horror film, 4, $6 million, $43 million in 3 weeks. Not bad on a $5 million budget. And Bill Murray's St. Vincent, 5.7. A pretty solid $27 million in its overall release. There you have it, Doug.
Okay, so I see Matt Damon is confirming that he's going to be back in the next Bourne movie as Jason Bourne. This would be, what, his fourth time? Is this fourth,
that'd be his fourth time?
Right. What do you think this would make the movie that much more significant?
I think a lot of fans like him in that property. I'm not the biggest Jason Bourne fan, but I guess his mortgage payment is due, and he signed on the dotted line.
Oh, come on. He's doing well.
No, he's doing good. Great career.
All right.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.